This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If the Republican Party wants to be, in Donald Trump's words, the party of health care, God help the middle class. God save the middle class. God save people with disabilities. God save the hundreds of millions with pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, pre-existing is pretty scary when they throw that word around, because many of you may fall into that category. So what does helping us with health care really look like? And Donald Trump says, look, we're going to have a better plan. And that's what we kick this hour off with. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, hoping you and yours are having a great week as we're getting closer to the tail end of it. So if it's not so good, you're getting over the hump. Isn't that what we call it, hump day? There is no getting over or around this. Healthcare is just a lousy deal all the way around. I have not met anyone who says, you know what, I have fantastic healthcare. I do. It's incredible. You know, my kid broke his arm. I wasn't sweating. There's no worry. We have covered 100%. It's a piece of cake. It's easy. It's not a hassle. They don't ask us a million questions while he's standing there crying and we're trying to figure out what we're doing. To me, that's the most infuriating thing. It's the land of questions. I know you're bleeding, but we have 50 questions to ask you. And can you blame the people on the other side? Is it their fault when you walk into these offices because of everything that's been pounded into them? Solve the riddle. Ugh. If we could see immigration problems solved, healthcare problems solved, and a few other things we could throw into that mix, we'd be living pretty good. I think the biggest frustrations for people do have to do and surround protecting your family, having enough money to do that. What does that look like? And what does your health care look like? And our system's not good. So if there is a better plan, oh, please, roll it out. Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are saying this is their issue and feel like they've been given a gift because the president wants to completely put a fork in the Affordable Care deal that's out there. And so those with pre-existing conditions especially are very, very, very nervous about that. So the Democrats are circling the wagons and I think uniting more on health care once again, maybe more than even the whole Mueller report thing. Not that that's dropped, not that they don't want to see it and all that other stuff in between that could drip out of that report, which I don't think we already know about the indictments, etc. But the fight on health care, that's a big one. That's a very, very big one because of the amount of people affected by health care. I mean, look, a Quinnipiac University poll that was just released earlier this week found 55% of Americans support the improvement and not the replacement of the health care system. Look, we want a better system. I think we want something better, period. The Supreme Court has twice upheld President Obama's health care law known as Obamacare. But now the effort to repeal it, which narrowly failed in the Senate, here we go again. Republicans gained Senate seats last fall. There's no indication that the Republican senators want to fight over repealing Obamacare, especially if they're up for re-election because they don't want to have to touch that third rail. But this is something that's being laid out there. So there's a lot of debate about this on Capitol Hill because the White House made a surprising legal argument for eliminating the health care bill in a court filing on Monday. They say the whole thing should be struck down as unconstitutional after Congress repealed fines on people who remain uninsured. And that's the deal, because that was part of the thing, forcing people to get it, then pulling that out. It's the pre-existing medical conditions and the limits on premiums charged to older, sicker, and poorer people that are very worrisome for those who hear the words and freak out and think, oh my gosh, this is it. So how many people would be uninsured and how many people fall into that low income status where they're covered through the Medicaid expansion, and then 11 million with the subsidized private health insurance through healthcare.gov, and then the state run insurance markets. I mean, you know, that's the whole part of the deal too. How about affordable, good health care? How about decent? Can we use this the word decent? How about somebody coming up with a plan where it's decent? Hey, you have decent health care. It's not, you're not going to play 50 questions when you walk in the door. We're going to figure this out. Because that's what happens. I mean, you got to come armed with not only your tolerance for pain, but your patience for the nonsense that surrounds everything. Unless it's just the same doctor you've gone to, they have your insurance, it's okay, you just go and boom, it's processed and that's it. But I hope you're in that category, let's put it that way. Something else that is being talked about, so besides this idea of boom, let's eliminate health care, is what the Attorney General, William Barr, is going to do. He told the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee that he's combing through Mueller's report, removing classified and other info in hopes of releasing it by April 2nd. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said that he had dinner the previous evening with Barr, who is willing to testify before Graham's committee after he sends the report to Congress. So, of course, he's going to do that. So we should probably get that sometime in the beginning of April. If not the first week, then it would definitely, I believe, come in the second week. And most of it, or some of it anyway, would be redacted. Certainly the names wouldn't be there, and that makes sense, the witnesses and all of that. But what is there that would be worth perusing? I'm just kind of wondering what it will be. While we're dealing with this, what are the Brits dealing with? We're throwing this in because it would affect us with trade, etc. Not today or tomorrow, but maybe next year. British Prime Minister Theresa May on Wednesday wanted to quit in a bid to get her European Union divorce deal passed, but the Northern Irish Party, critical, which is where I'm going to be, Northern Ireland next week, critical to getting the agreement through Parliament, were unmoved. They said they would reject it again. So the Northern Irish group saying, no way. If the Democratic Unionist Party had come behind May, it might have convinced some of the rebels within the Conservative Party of May's to back her deal. But it's unlikely it would get through at a third attempt. So now there's pressure on Parliament to come up with a plan to prevent a no-deal Brexit on April 12th, the new deadline set by Brussels last week. Wow. So May's departure wouldn't alter the terms of the withdrawal agreement, but it would give conservative skeptics, Euroskeptics, who have opposed it openly to a much greater crowd, say, in negotiating the terms of Britain's future relationship with the EU, this is it. And a new approach, a new way to do that, that's part of this whole thing. I mean, this is pretty dramatic stuff. If she goes down, she'd be the fourth Conservative Prime Minister in a row to have fallen out of divisions over Europe within her party. David Cameron, John Major, Margaret Thatcher fell eventually, too. Pay attention to Brexit, in a sense, because it will affect us here in the United States. Hang with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy. healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
The show. I was thinking about opening day in baseball. So much conversation about baseball is about these superstars with these huge contracts from Bryce Harper with Philadelphia, Manny Machado with San Diego Padres, and of course Mike Trout with the biggest contract of them all with the Angels, getting that extension, a huge extension for Mike, about $400 million plus, and lots of money stuffed in between with that. But hey, if they can win a championship, bottom line is, for the fans, what do we care about? It's the food and the wins. So we do care about the wins, but it's the food, especially on opening day. And I got some statistics on hot dogs worth sharing with you. Are you a hot dog fan, just period in general? 18.3 million hot dogs and about 4 million sausages will be served up at ballparks this upcoming year. That's according to a survey by the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. So Major League Baseball fans are expected to consume about that many. That's a lot. Doesn't seem like a lot. And then what's really interesting is what some of these ballparks do with these hot dogs. This isn't a food show, but I thought we'd have some fun, and I would tell you about some of the interesting fare out there. So the Arizona Diamondbacks have a couple of things that they do. They do a big jalapeno popper dog, a foot-long hot dog with roasted jalapenos, cream cheese, bacon, crispy jalapenos, and onion. Ooh. The all-day breakfast dog, they have hash browns, country gravy, cheddar cheese, bacon, fried eggs, hot sauce, and green onion, and that's an 18-inch hot dog. Ugh, that just seems like a lot of food. Does that seem like a lot of food to anyone else out there? Then there's the SI cover dog. This is 18 inches. It's got jalapeno, apple, coleslaw, fried mac and cheese, barbecue aioli, house-cured beer pickles, and green onions. Want to go see a game with me? I think like half the audience could go. We'll just get all the 18 inch hot dogs and sit and hang out and get to know each other. You take a bite, I'll take that half, you take that half. That's crazy. In Dodger Town for the Los Angeles Dodgers, they have a Dodger sausage. So that has pineapple chunks and pineapple salsa and cilantro lime cream sauce on it. Oof. Then they've got a going yard, and that's 16 and a half inches. That's jalapeno cheddar sausage topped with grilled onions, roasted corn, avocado relish drizzled with sour cream. I feel like, again, I should be on the Food Network. This is a lot of food to put on a hot dog. What happened to just sauerkraut and some onions? That's how I like my hot dog. 18-inch hot dog? Are you kidding? And, of course, there's others that are so clever. There is a, for the Texas Rangers, they have this cool red, white, and blue dog. It's a beef frank, but it's got red and blue pickle relish. And it's savory, it's sweet, it's spicy. They say it's really good, that mixture. And then the Minnesota Twins have the boomstick. It's 2 foot long hot dog smothered in, oh my gosh, chili, nacho cheese, grilled onions, jalapenos. Oh my goodness. All right. So is everybody sufficiently hungry? Are you running out now to go make some hot dogs? Again, just a hot dog with sauerkraut. Even chili is too much for me. You put too much of that stuff on, you can't even eat it, right? It becomes much more difficult. All right, so we move from the fun of opening day in baseball, which there's the whole host of action, some day games, some night games, but baseball is here and it's back. So is Michael Avenatti. The story about the lawyer who went after Donald Trump because he represented the porn star, where he was talking about hush money that she was getting. Michael Avenatti, who is a celebrity lawyer, tweeted images of what he said is evidence Nike made cash payments to NBA player DeAndre Ayton when Ayton was still in high school. He had four documents that represent Nike funneling $10,000 to his mother, Andrea, and they're stamped. So it says June 2016, that was before he started his senior year of high school at a prep academy in Arizona. One, a text exchange between a Nike exec and a basketball league coach and or guy who oversees it, Nike's elite youth basketball league, I should say. And then they show the two men talking about money, apparently, in this. And he circled it and showed what it was and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, Avenatti, he is now just, I think he is so caught up in this, he's not going to let it go anytime soon. And especially now that he's been charged. So look out. Hell hath no fury like a lawyer has been scorned. And I think that he has some scorched earth behind him. But I also think that he would like to snap back and get that revenge on those that put him in this precarious situation. Meantime, while we're talking about kids in school, I think one of the saddest stories that I saw that have nothing to do with healthcare or Brexit and how it affects the United States, or even the Mueller report and what's redacted. It comes down to what you and I care about, right? Families, kids, etc. And a 10-year-old girl in South Carolina died on Wednesday, 2 days after being involved in a fight at her elementary school. The girl is Rihanna right. She was a fifth grader. And, of course, now people are saying, oh, she was friendly and she played basketball. And people and the school district said there was a fight inside a classroom. And they got, dispatchers got a report, and this is in Greenville, South Carolina. Dispatchers got a report of a student who had collapsed at school. She was in the nurse's station when they arrived. She was unconscious but breathing. They immediately airlifted her, you know, took her to the medical center, airlifted her to the University of South Carolina. They're going to do an autopsy. The other student is suspended for now, and the fight stemmed from a bullying issue. That's all they're saying. They're investigating it. But how sad is that? Can you imagine how this all plays out? We'll see. But your heart just has to go out to the parents, the students, the whole community, where that's so young and because of a fight, and now it could stem from bullying is what they believe. Wow. Bullying in our culture is so, and we've had so many people on the show to talk about it, is such serious stuff. I mean, you may have been bullied when you were a kid, but what kind of bullying was the kind of bullying that happened then? And how did we combat it when that happened? There was definitely those situations in my high school, and there was definitely those situations even in elementary school. But there was nobody that died as a result of being bullied in school, especially, but even outside of school. And now because of social media and other ways to get at kids and the sensitivity of it all, it is a crazy mad world out there, and there is just no place for bullying, right? Especially when these reactions become so violent or so sad, where you have students that take their lives because they are incredibly depressed and feel so isolated, and it has to do with bullying in many of the cases once they start to investigate. Boy, when you send a kid to school now, you got to armor them with everything, don't you? I mean, whether you're listening to me and you're a grandparent or you're a parent, and you think, didn't we just used to go to school and we ran around until they screamed for us to come home for dinner? And even if somebody got under someone's skin, somebody else stuck up for them or something happened. But now you are walking through a minefield at times, just trying to fit in and all of those raging hormones and all the things that you have to deal with as a kid emotionally, and then also worried about the school being open for anyone to just pop in and you see what's happened at Parkland and then the reaction to those who have the guilt because they survived that massacre. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is keeping up the push to do away with the Affordable Care Act.
It's too expensive. The premiums are too expensive. People are going broke trying to pay for it.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says the law needs fixing, but it shouldn't be scrapped.
I guess their estimation is it's better not to fix something because you have nothing else to complain about. This is the people's life and death. This is health care. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous what they're doing.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham tells the AP Attorney General William Barr should have the Mueller-Russia report ready next month.
The Attorney General is going through the report now to take out grand jury information that can't be disclosed by law. He wants to make sure that there's nothing going to be released to the public or the Congress that would hurt classified information that hurt sources and methods.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Pleasure to welcome Peter Twight to the show. He's written a book called Reality, A Scientific Kingdom of God, Science and Religion. Our culture, boy, broken into a crisis of tribalism? Peter, what do you think about that? And thanks for joining us.
Oh, wow. Thank you. You hit the nail on the head. Part of my motivation.
Yeah, for writing the book. So tackling the subject, even with your knowledge, it had to be pretty awesome and big to wrap your arms around all of that. Was it when you started to do more research?
Oh, absolutely. I fortunately was retired at the time when I tackled it, and so I had plenty of time to go back and study all my resources. Being a forester, I'm used to working with lots of diversity and long periods of time. So that part, I was mentally up to it. And I knew it was a subject that a PhD wouldn't dare tackle because they get into their narrow niche, and if they say something outside of it, they get criticized and their careers are harmed. So I didn't have a career to harm, and I'm very broadly trained, as my master's degree professor said, Twight, you have lots of breadth, but not much depth.
Well, you certainly have the depth of knowledge, and absolutely, as you said in this book, and you had the time. What was the biggest surprise to you? What was the biggest thing you learned in doing this?
I'd been having kind of weird experiences, and I was trying to find out what they all were. And one of my biggest surprises was how well the Old Testament meshes with science and its ontology, its way of seeing the world. And I was surprised to see how very definitely dualistic Christianity is, has been, And but how well I could match up the science in the Old Testament and the goals of the New Testament, as I understood them, so that they all could match and you could go through and talk about healing and accessing the Spirit and all the things that people look for in their religion and often don't find, and the churches certainly don't teach it. So, and that's been one of my criticisms all along for many, many years.
And do you think the reason they don't teach it is because it's so complex and it would take just a massive effort? I mean, I know I'm giving them an excuse, but do you think that's part of it? Just not going, digging deeper? And you know how it is with all of us, how you know a certain thing and you believe a certain thing, but then to try to really hit those nuggets and hit it home with people, you have to go seriously deep.
Well, that's part of it. In reading about, science doesn't deal with religion because it can't. It can't do double-blind tests and logical analysis in that way and do proofs. So science is just reaching the edge of consciousness. So they're going to be dealing with theology from now on as they deal with consciousness. And the church and church people, by and large, don't know hardly anything about science, especially how science is in their everyday lives. I mean, they joke about saying that milk doesn't come from cows, it comes from the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Well, houses and building materials don't come from the woods, they come from the lumber store. So, people have lost touch with a lot of the scientific roots of their everyday existence.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of what you talk about. We're speaking with author Peter Twight, and he's written a book called Reality, A Scientific Kingdom of God. And I love that word reality because that's what we're talking about, and that's what you are talking about when you talk about the fact that science gets lost in all of this. And why do you think there's the reluctance to embrace that?
Well, the Old Testament embraces it thoroughly.
Yeah.
The Hebrew theology is all about God was everything. God was the reality in which you live and move and have your being, for the Hebrew thinking. And that meant that's where Jesus was. But then when it got to be the church got all mixed up with a whole lot of Greek thinking. The verb to be, which is, and is says that everything is static. And, of course, in the Hebrew thought, nothing was static. God could do anything he wanted to. And in science, nothing is static. They recognize change in everything from ecology to quantum physics. So change is happening all the time. And we ourselves change all the time. Our cells are being replaced all the time. So the concept of change kind of disappeared from religion. It was something to be fought. You want that old time religion. You know, you don't want to face up to change. You forget all about Isaiah 43, where God says everything has changed. a lot of Christians don't read much in the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, everything was about how do I get out of this life to a better life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, change meant when you die, you go to heaven. And that was really broadly thought about since about the second century and even before that. So there was, I'm losing my train of thought here.
Yeah, and comparing the New Testament, how it's so different from the Old Testament. And as you said,
right,
brilliantly, how do I get out of here is what you're thinking about really is the summation of the New Testament, right?
Well, the New Testament sees it took the ideas from Plato and said something in the Gnostics and said, you know, we fall into existence and our whole goal is to get back to where we fell from, which is heaven. And Plato talks about the essence is what we're seeking and existence is where we live. And existence is bad And in those days, in the time of the early church, existence was very bad. They were being persecuted and killed right and left, fed to the lions, and there were wars everywhere. So existence was very bad. And in a lot of the religions of today, existence is very bad. I think Islam sees existence as very bad. So you want to get to heaven and fight and kill and defend Muhammad to get there, and the same with the Christians, except that in America, existence isn't very bad. Existence is very good.
Yeah.
We're in Eden. And we don't appreciate that. So, you know, we don't think existence is bad, and so there's very few Americans that are willing to, well, there are a lot of Americans, all the soldiers and policemen and things like that. They're willing to go out and face down the evil in the world and take a chance on getting killed. Most people don't have to deal with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well put. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I grew up as a non-Christian, so I had to, first of all, prove that Christianity had some validity. It conflicted with science. So there's three of the most important things in the book. First of all, Jesus was not a Christian, and in my book, it's page 125 to page 133. Second is to compare all the theories of everything, from science to the Old Testament, New Testament, and that's in my Comparing Theories chapter. The shortest version, the shortest important thing is 142 to 147, but if you go on to 154, you'll gain something. And the third most important thing is in Revisions, where I talk about the conflicts between the Christian Church's version of Jesus the Christ, who sacrificed himself, where God sacrificed his son, his only begotten son, to save us from ourselves so we could get to heaven. And we have to...
And so we have to, in finishing that up, that's in reading that, that's powerful stuff. That's some of what you're going to pull out of this, right?
Yeah. And where I talk about Jesus as Christ, that's on page 169 to 172, I have a different version of Christ. I don't think Christ as, and this is where I really get in conflict with Easter. Almost all the churches I have been to talk about Easter is when Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, sacrificed himself for our sins, to save us from our sins. And I don't believe that's what Jesus thought at all about what was going on. And I think it's a kind of a heinous view of God,
uh-huh.
By his son. I mean, I thought he gave that up when Abraham and Isaac were in that problem.
Yeah.
So I think Christ is not... Jesus became the Christ for a whole variety of reasons, and they're pretty complex, and I talk about them. But Christ is the sacrificial nature of human nature. We sacrifice for everything. And so it's not just Jesus. Jesus was a man. He was Jewish. He thought his Bible was the Old Testament. He sacrificed himself for God for the people who he thought needed God's presence. And that's what his teachings were all about. And healing.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. We don't want to give the whole story away. We want people to pick up your book, Peter Twice, Reality, A Scientific Kingdom of God. We could talk, gosh, all day long, no kidding. Hey, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have cancer or know somebody who does, pay attention for the next 60 seconds. I'm Dr. Sanjay Jain, and I'm sitting today with Andy Snyder, the author of this hit new book, Nature's Miracles. Each day, some 4,700 Americans are told that they have cancer. You never know when you'll be next. That's why it's vital you do everything you can to prevent ever getting cancer. That's where this stunning video comes in.
That's right, Dr. Jane. Scientists at the University of Michigan recently confirmed the research that's behind this video. It all has to do with an all-natural, everyday compound that literally causes cancer cells to kill themselves. In fact, in one test, every single time this compound was used to treat a certain type of cancer cell, they all died as a result. They all died. Every person should get their hands on this miracle compound today.
Everybody is talking about this breakthrough video. Go to secretcancerkiller.com right now. Again, that's secretcancerkiller.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody's heard me talk about Life's Abundance that you can go to through kateskibble.com. And I'll tell you what, it's been such a game changer for Mahalo. And we're talking to more and more people about that. And joining us now is Lisa Flynn. And Lisa is a real estate guru in Florida, in the Sarasota area. Huh, who doesn't want to live in Sarasota, especially right now if you're listening to me in the Midwest and you're shoveling? You're thinking, I want to move to Sarasota. And Lisa has a background where at one point she was a dog trainer and kennel owner and whatnot. And besides being a real estate mogul, she got involved with Life's Abundance as well. And what a game changer for, you know, for the economics of a business, you know, because it is a business for some people out there listening, and also for what it does for your dog as well. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's start with your background first about being a dog trainer and kennel owner. Tell us about that. What was that like? And I, you know, being a kennel owner to me would be wild. It'd be so cool, but I think I'd fall in love with all the animals and I wouldn't want to give them up.
That is oftentimes the case, yes. I have made some real connections with some fantastic dogs and some fantastic owners over the years. But yes, I trained dogs professionally for close to 20 years in the Washington, D.C. area as well as the Boston area, and a little bit here in Sarasota, but not a whole lot. And I had a 25-run kennel with doggy daycare and boarding and grooming and, of course, the dog training. So I did a lot of that. I also worked with some of the sheriff's departments in the D.C. area with their dogs. So it was pretty cool.
So let me ask you a question. This is a personal question. People will love this. They love it when I peel back the onion on the assistant producer of the show, which is my golden retriever, Mahalo. And Mahalo is still, he's 8 years old and he moves around great and runs and all that other stuff, but I want to be careful with him. And you know how you, how do you get dogs to go up steps to a bed? Or come down. It's really come down because that's where they hurt their joints.
Yeah, right, right. That's so funny. This is, it's just like if you were a doctor, you talk with somebody and tell them you're a dog trainer. They have a dog training question and it's the doctor and, hey doc, I have this rash. Let me take a look. So, well, it's guiding the dog, of course. And if you have a great relationship, as you do with Mahalo, of course, they will trust you and name it. That's the most important part is if you're just trying to get him to do something without actually naming it. So, training and obedience and so forth is not really just tricks. It is a language that to communicate with your dog. So when you name it, say stairs or something along those lines and guide him with that, you certainly treats will help and a lot of encouragement. Then he'll start to understand that if you just start grabbing him and trying to tug him down the stairs, he's going to freak out and not know what's going on. So as you start naming it and encouraging him that way, then it literally it becomes a language between the two of you so you can communicate to him what to do. Most people just tell their dogs what not to do. So the key is to be able to teach them so you can tell them what to do instead of just what not to do.
I love it. That is a million-dollar tip, I have to tell you. So I know people out there probably have similar situations where they're trying to get their animal to do something that would benefit them. And you're right. You say, don't do this, don't go here, don't whatever. But it should be the opposite. And, wow, that's fascinating. So you go from the dog training and a tip like that and kennel owner, which is so cool. You're in Florida, you're doing the real estate thing, and you started with Life's Abundance. What led you to Life's Abundance and starting that?
Well, actually, I started with Life's Abundance 18 years ago.
Wow.
So I've been feeding and recommending and actually selling Life's Abundance since the year 2000. This company has been around for a long time, and I'm been aligned with them for a very long time. And it was a natural add-on to my pet business, my pet care business, of course, because people are always asking for recommendations for food and for toys and for supplies and equipment and so forth. And it was just a natural lead-in. But I started with Life's Abundance primarily because I saw the difference that it was making in the dogs that I was, my own dog, as well as the dogs that I was working with. The behavior is your nutrition is a key component into behavior and behavioral issues. And so when I started to see what higher quality dog food, the difference it made with these dogs, then I started pursuing and looking into more options. And I stumbled upon this and I've been with them for 18 years now.
From the business side of it, for 18 years is a long time. How does that work? And because we both, I mean, I'm new to it, but the quality is incredible. And my dog Mahalo, I think, he just inhales the food. He loves it. The idea that it's made in small batches, all those great nutrients that we talk about, and I've talked about that on the show. But I haven't talked as much about the business side. Tell the listeners more about the business side and how that can be fruitful for them.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of pluses to the business side. And one of the things you just touched on is that made in the small batches and so forth. This is an American company and American and all the products and all of the ingredients are manufactured in the United States. So I like to support businesses that are in the United States. And many of these larger companies, we don't even realize it, but a lot of the ingredients are being imported from China and then put together here. And this has been some of the reasons for some of the recent recalls in the past few years is they've gotten some tainted ingredients and then put it together in the United States, and some animals have been suffering, and many have died from one of the recalls, actually. So that's one of the components is, you know, it's an American and U.S. company. But as I said, I had trained dogs for close to 20 years. I have really not done any training at all, but it was a natural lead since I moved to Sarasota, but it was a natural add-on for my dog training business. And I have trained thousands of dogs over the years. And with this business, every single day I get an email saying that so-and-so ordered dog food from you. And this so-and-so is a client from 15 years ago. They are on their third dog that I've not even met. And I may have worked with them in Washington, D.C., and now they live in Washington State. So this type of business is really residual, because once they're clients for life, and I am on some second, third, and even fourth dogs that they're continuing to order the food. So it's not like a business where you might, some pet stores or groomers or veterinarians will actually have to stock the product. This is completely hands-off, which is perfect for me because now I'm focusing on real estate. I don't want to have to stock product. I don't want to have to worry about expirations. I don't want to have to worry about shipping things. That's all taken care of. And I literally still have hundreds of customers from all over the country that I have not even spoken with in 10, 15 years.
Wow. And the great thing, too, is the point of entry is very low, I think. I think it's incredibly reasonable. So you combine that with the fact of what you just said. You don't have to stock anything, and it makes it a no-brainer. So somebody told me the other day she had just started Life's Abundance, I think, a couple of months ago. And basically what she told me is, you know what, my food is covered for my dog. That's amazing. I don't have to pay for the food because I have people that realize how great this food is and that it is an American-made, it's made in America, and the small batches and the nutrients and all of that. So I feel good about it because I'm not getting terrible food off of the shelf, and now my dog benefits, but it also, I'm not buying the dog food anymore because it's paid for itself. And that's the start of it, isn't it?
Exactly. That very quickly happens with this business. The startup costs, like you said, for starting a business, it's, I mean, everything included for the first year is under $500. So it just doesn't make any, you know, it's a no-brainer, especially for somebody who's already in the pet industry. But I know countless people who just are pet lovers and wanted to take care of their own animals in the best way possible, and that's how they got involved, like yourself.
Yeah. The with Life's Abundance too, they also do something really neat that they give food to shelters. You can give food to shelters, individual shelters, and I love the way they do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really great company and a very solid company that gives back.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so I would be remiss not to ask you about this. How's the real estate biz?
Real estate business is great. It really is. It's there's always ups and downs in this type of business, but I primarily, my niche with real estate is working with investors as a real estate investor myself. I actually got my real estate license here in Florida because my husband and I started to buy properties as rental opportunities. And I just started getting asked by other people for some help. So I got my real estate license for that purpose, to further along our investing business as well as to help other people. And I just fell in love with it. So that's another way that building wealth and having income coming in with our rental properties has just been phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And plus all that sunshine and those beaches. Are you kidding? Who doesn't want to live in Sarasota or near Sarasota? I got to tell you, it's beautiful there, of course, right?
Yeah, I have to say that we do live in paradise. It's been 5 years since I moved here from the Boston area, and I have not looked back, although I have learned to stop putting pictures of the beach and the palm trees in January and February on Facebook. My friends don't appreciate that anymore.
I love that. Lisa Flynn, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Kate. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222.
or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.